name is Pramod Sharma, and I am a grad student and doing master's in New Mexico State University. So here is my talk. So the topic of my today's talk is nitrate and chloride transport through soil profile under two irrigation systems. Actually, today I will not talk only about the nitrate and chloride, but I will also show you some of the data taken by using some of my TDR sensors. So a little bit introduction. So as we know that in arid areas, farmers have to face a lot of problems regarding soil salinity and water scarcity also. So New Mexico is also a part of the arid zone, and most of its soils comes under the aridy soil. So the farmers over there also, they have to face the same problems regarding the soil salinity and water scarcity. So soils in New Mexico are also prone to salt accumulation due to the inherent limitations, and those are like high rates of evaporation, because that is an arid area, so evaporation is really high over there, and low regional rainfall, low infiltration rate, and also some at some places there is saline groundwater. So actually for this study we choose onion crop, as onion crop is a high value crop in the New Mexico, and also that here you can see that that is a very sensitive crop. With the gradual increase in lacteal conductivity, there is a, we can see over here the yield decline in the onion crop. So here are my objectives. Calibrate a new CS640 time domain reflectometry sensor in lab and field. Investigate the influence of diurnal soil temperature on TDR, measured soil moisture content and bulk soil lacteal conductivity. Examine the distribution of nitrate and chloride concentration for two irrigation systems, and carry out water balance analysis for two irrigation systems. So these are two photographs of my fields where I set up this TDR unit, and this is, as we know that this is a time domain reflectometry which works on the basis of the dielectric constant, and here is the sensor that we calibrate during this study, that is CS640 sensor. So for soil analysis I used one, for electrical conductivity I used 1:2 soil is to water ratio by using the EC electrode, and chloride I measured by using 798 MPT trinotitrator by using 0.1 molar selonitrate solution, and for nitrate I used Technicon auto analyzer by using the cadmium reduction column, and the actual evapotranspiration percolation percolation water was simulated by using one dimensional root zone water quality model. So these are some of the sensor installation. Here you can see this one, red spores, this shows the CS100 temperature sensors that I install at 5 cm, 10 cm and 40 cm depth at 4 locations in both the fields. And these one, blue spores, this shows the CS640 TDR sensors at 10 cm and 40 cm, again at 4 locations in the two fields. So this is a physical analysis of the soil sample. We had onion crop in both the fields. And the field in, actually we, I had two fields in, one in Plant Science Research Center and the other was in Fabian Garcia Research Center. And the field in Plant Science Research Center was under furrow irrigation system and the other one in drip irrigation system. And in both the fields we had onion crop. And as you can see, means the dominant soil layer is sandy loam in Plant Science Research Center field that was under furrow irrigation system. And in the other one it is clay loam. So this is the lab calibration. These are the ceramic columns that we use to calibrate the sensors at saturation. And here we use the pressure plate apparatus to calibrate the sensor at different suction levels. So this is the field again, means where we set up our sensors. So near saturation the laboratory by using the ceramic columns, we got a correlation of 0.63 when we plot the values of TDR measured volumetric soil moisture content and the volumetric soil moisture content converted from the gravimetric water content. And in the fourth one slide you can see that here we have a volumetric water content from TDR measured and one we converted from the gravimetric water content. And here you can see that the both the curves behave very similar in spite of the fact that we use this a solution of different electrical conductivity, means as electrical conductivity increases, this means behaves almost similar, means not much change. So here we can conclude that TDR associated water content was independent of bulk soil electrical conductivity. So this is again the lab calibration by using the pressure plate apparatus, and here these are the two suction curves, one from TDR and one from the gravimetric, means volumetric water content that we converted from the gravimetric. So again, and this is for the plant science research center field, that is on the furrow irrigation system, this is on drip irrigation system, and in here you can see that these behave very similar to each other. And then we decided to plot these one values so we can see the correlation between these two. And here we got a 0.98 R square value, 0.98 in sandy loam soil, and then 0.89 in the clay loam soil. So now we move to the field calibration. In field, we got a correlation of 0.76 at 0 to 20 centimeter depth, and the same in the drip irrigated field, R square around 0.51. But as we move to the deeper depths, the correlation gets decreased, like you can see over here. So now this is the relationship between TDR measured volumetric soil moisture content and bulk soil electrical conductivity at 10 centimeter depth in a furrow irrigated field. Actually, due to the time limitation, I will talk only about the 10 centimeter depth. So here you can see this is the TDR measured volumetric soil moisture content and TDR measured electrical conductivity. And here you can see that we got a correlation of 0.5 during the winter at 10 centimeter depth. And but as we move to the summer, this correlation gets increased to 0.83. So here, this shows again the TDR measured electrical conductivity and the temperature. And here we got a very poor correlation, like 0.054. So in winter. Okay. And here, if we see this figure, means if we magnify this figure, like over here, you can see a clear cut lag, means there is a lag between the electrical conductivity and temperature. And if we take into account this lag and plot these values, we got a correlation like 0.63 after taking into account this lag. So again, means that during summer, if we take into account this lag, we got a correlation of 0.78 at 10 centimeter depth. So these are the slides of the nitrogen concentration and volumetric soil moisture content in the 0 to 110 centimeter profile for 4 sampling events in a drip irrigator field. So here the first figure shows the data of the samples that I collected 2 hours just before the irrigation, and then 2 hours after irrigation, then 1 day after irrigation, and then just before the second irrigation. So here you can see that the concentration is high, but as soon as we irrigate, and the concentration gets decreased, means this figure shows a clear cut picture of leaching, and then due to the evaporation gradient, the concentration is again increasing at the surface. So it means it increased until we install a second irrigation. So same is the trend we found in chloride for the drip irrigator field. Again means it leaches down then come up, like the same means as we got for nitrate. So this is the nitrate, again means same nitrogen concentration, volumetric soil moisture content for furrow irrigator field, and same, we found the same trend over here also. But somehow we could not found the same distribution pattern for chloride as we got in drip irrigator field over here. So this picture shows the accumulated precipitation, the accumulated irrigation, and the accumulated deep percolation, and the actual evapotranspiration over here for both the fields. This we do the water balance analysis, and the deep percolation we estimated here by using the one dimensional root zone water quality model. And this figure shows the water balance analysis for Fabian Garcia Research Center, that is drip irrigator field and the furrow irrigator field onion fields. And here you can see that in the drip irrigator field, we apply like 930 mm of water, and here in furrow irrigator 1074. So actually we applied low irrigation water over here in drip irrigation system as compared to furrow, and again the deep percolation was also lower in drip irrigator field as compared to the furrow, but the actual yield was higher, dry biomass yield, that is higher in drip irrigator field as compared to furrow irrigator field. So here is summary. The laboratory and field calibration showed a good correlation between TDR sensor like CS640 sensor and gravimetrically measured volumetric water content. TDR measured soil moisture content did not change with solution electrical conductivity up to 8 decisiemen per meter. TDR responded to changes in bulk soil salinity during spring season, thus new CS640 sensor can be used to measure the soil water content and soil salinity simultaneously. The coefficient of determination between volumetric soil moisture content and electrical conductivity increased from 0.5 to 0.8 with an increase in soil salinity from winter to summer. And nitrate leaching occurred with irrigation, and nitrate concentration decreased immediately after the irrigation from the surface layers. Nitrate concentration did not change below 70 cm. Nitrate content of the upper layer increased with increasing duration since irrigation. Deep percolation per unit water applied was lower for the drip irrigator field than furrow irrigator field, and last, dry biomass yield of onion was higher for drip irrigator field as compared with the furrow irrigator field. So I would like to thanks to the New Mexico Ag Experimental Station Rio Grande Basin Initiative and New Mexico Dry Onion Commission for sponsoring this project, and I would also thanks to Carlos Oshawa and Don Ray for helping me in this project. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a couple minutes for questions. Some questions. Could I ask you about the, do you have for the two different, the different irrigation schemes, any overall generalizing comments on them?
Compare the two irrigation systems, like drip irrigation system and furrow irrigation system. Mm-hmm. And try to see the pattern, means distribution pattern of nitrate chloride, so that eventually we can do this on salt balance analysis and all those stuff. So generally we also, means I also take the biomass samples from two fields at different locations to measure the dry biomass yield. And as I conclude in the last slide, that biomass yield is also higher in the drip irrigator field. Deep percolation is also, means that is low in drip irrigated as compared to furrow irrigated. So eventually we can say that drip irrigated is better.
Yeah. Anything else? Oh, yes?
Find much chloride uptake by the
onion? No. No. Because actually for onion we applied only nitrate, you can say nitrate based fertilizers and sulfur. But we never applied this one chloride for that one. And chloride uptake is also low, I think. Means I have not determined the chloride. No, I measured the chloride content, but there is no input of chloride over there. Yes, sir.
I was wondering about the location of the tediopter relative to the drippers themselves. Makes a lot of difference the way you put it.
You are asking what is the location of the TDR sensors that I...
Relative to the emitters on the drip point.
Yeah. Actually, drip lines were located around, you can say, in between 4 to 6 inches, 10 to 12 somewhere inches. So TDR probes I installed horizontally, means the first TDR, like if I installed at 5 centimeter, that goes in the furrow, in the ridge horizontally. Then I installed in the furrow, means those are the first one TDR sensor, you can say it is above. Sorry, temperature sensor is above the drip lines in the 5 centimeter depth, but TDR sensors are below that one drip line.